Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Dr. Isaac Kleiner, and this is episode 1 of the Half-Life Podcast. Let's get into today's article. This comes to us from Half-Life Wiki at half-life.wikia.com, which we will rely on heavily for our material on this podcast. The first article we'll cover is Codename Gordon. Codename Gordon takes place through dozens of levels inspired by Half-Life and Half-Life 2. It challenges the players to a slew of puzzles and showcases many of the familiar creatures in an all-new, two-dimensional playing field. Developed parallel to their work on Psychotoxic, Codename Gordon features 6 chapters, 8 different enemies, 5 weapons, as well as a fully functional buggy. It was created using Adobe Flash for the game engine and Photoshop for the graphics. Valve had released Codename Gordon via Steam, but the game has now been removed to its developer's default, which caused their official site to be replaced with an ad site. Since access to the site is hard-coded into the game, Valve was forced to remove it from their site catalog. The game can still be installed by going to steam:// install/92. The game includes a high-score system with network support and numerous secrets. Due to the game being developed and released before the release of Half-Life 2, several pieces of content from the E3 2003 demos and 2003 Half-Life 2 beta era are present, such as the design of the buggy and the docks having an extremely similar look to the Trapdown demo, specifically the presence of Combine soldiers. Let's take a quick look at the gameplay. Just as in Half-Life 2, the player takes control of Gordon Freeman. However, unlike the other games in the Half-Life series, Codename Gordon is set in a two-dimensional world. The side-scroller shooter game offers the player the ability to control Gordon using a keyboard for movement and the mouse for aiming and firing weapons. Armed with various weapons, including the trademark crowbar and the gravity gun introduced in Half-Life 2, the player makes their way across 6 levels, throughout which they encounter enemies such as zombies, headcrabs, and Combine. Similarity to the main titles in the Half-Life series, the action sequences of the gameplay are broken up by various puzzles. Along the way, the player meets some of the key characters from the main series, who communicate with Gordon through text dialogue, as the game does not feature any voice acting. Unlike the core games of the Half-Life series, in Codename Gordon, the player is able to participate interactively with the dialogue by using emoticons, such as a smiley face and another smiley face, and a smiley face here and a smiley face there, here a smiley face, there a smiley face, everywhere a smiley face, each associated with a different type of answer. Of course, Gordon doesn't speak, so all he can do is make facial expressions. Upon finishing Codename Gordon, a new bonus game is unlocked called Crow Chase, in which the player has to gather as many points as possible within a given time limit chasing crows in an attempt to keep them in the air for as long as possible. When it comes to the plot, Codename Gordon presents an alternative to the storyline of Half-Life, with locations inspired both by Half-Life and Half-Life 2. Along the way, Gordon Freeman meets some of the main characters from the Half-Life series, who are aware that the world they are living in is two-dimensional. Gordon sets out in an attempt to discover the cause of the disappearance of the third dimension. The game starts with Gordon Freeman in the dock area. After fighting his way through several zombies and headcrabs, Gordon meets up with Barney Calhoun, a prominent character in the Half-Life titles. Barney tells Gordon of an entire dimension missing and notes that the science team is working on solving the problem. Being injured, Barney cannot leave the place where he's located, so he gives Gordon his pistol, telling him to leave without him. In the second chapter, Gordon meets with Dr. Eli Vance and his daughter Alex, who tell them to take their car, which will help him reach City 17, since it seems to be the center of the problem. They also tell him to talk to Dr. Isaac Kleiner about his new invention, the gravity gun. Soon after, Gordon finds Dr. Kleiner, who tells him about his worries regarding the missing dimension, and also gives him the gravity gun mentioned by Eli and Alex. After being attacked by a Combine gunship, and passing through a prison heavily guarded by Combine soldiers, Gordon manages to reach City 17, where he finds the G-Man. The G-Man tells Gordon that he has been expecting him, and claims to not be behind the situation regarding the missing dimension. Instead, he says, he is but a lowly pawn in a shady game being played by sinister powers. Soon after, Gordon finds a Strider, a large tripedal war machine, which turns out to be somehow the source of the problem. As upon defeating it, a portal is opened, sending Gordon back into the third dimension. Development of Codename Gordon began in mid-2003. The game started as a fan project of Paul X-Tender Kama, responsible for the software coding, and Soenki Warbeast Seidel, responsible for the game graphics. The game was coded in Flash, as Karma and Seidel both have extensive experience with the programming language. The initial intention was to create a platform game, the setting only being decided upon after several pre-release advertisements of Valve's Half-Life 2 video game. Soon after the project's initiation, the game was noticed by Tim Burns, co-founder of Nuclear Vision Entertainment, whose company started working on Codename Gordon together with Karma and Seidel. Originally, the game was planned for the Nintendo DS portable console. The decision changed after Nuclear Vision Entertainment had contacted Valve Corporation, being positive about the game. The producers of the Half-Life series also started participating in the development of Codename Gordon, with Doug Wood overseeing the project on behalf of Valve. The game was released on May 17, 2004, and was distributed freely on Valve's Steam online delivery system as a form of publicity for the, at the time, upcoming Half-Life 2. As stated by Gabe Newell, the game was originally supposed to be released on April 1st as a joke for April Fool's Day, with Codename Gordon supposedly being Valve's Half-Life 2. Quote, "Originally, we were going to release it on April 1st. I even wrote a fake joke press release that went something like, 'Due to the tremendous pressures from the gaming community to ship Half-Life 2, we looked long and hard at the game to see if there was anything we could cut out that would just ship it sooner. It looked like if we cut out the third dimension, we'd be all set. And so after 5 years of development, Valve and Nuclear Vision proudly present Half-Life 2D. Fortunately, saner minds prevailed." End quote. Gabe Newell. Initially, Codename Gordon was supposed to receive several updates, including a second bonus game which could be unlocked after finishing the game. However, Paul Kama eventually announced that the update was cancelled. The game is no longer available on the Steam store due to Nuclear Vision Entertainment's collapse, leading to the company's official site's removal. As access to the site was hard-coded into the game, Valve was forced to remove it from the Steam catalog. However, its depot has not been removed from the content servers, so the game is downloadable using protocol commands or command line parameters. The game received much attention from the community, even before its release to the public. As noted by Tim Burns, art director of Nuclear Vision, the game attracted over 600,000 players in the first 3 weeks of its release. Burns revealed that he was surprised by this number and said the ability to reach this many gamers almost overnight is amazing. Codename Gordon has received overall good reviews from game critics. Home of the Underdogs described it as being one of the best fan games. The game had also been widely appreciated for its inclusion of the gravity gun, with GamePlanet saying that it works as advertised and is indeed pretty cool. Pixel Rage also described the weapon as one of the game's best features. Go To and Play said it adds a nice touch to the game. Codename Gordon has also been praised for its detailed background landscapes, as well as its unique dialogue style, in which the player uses emoticons to communicate with the other characters. However, the game received some negative feedback as well. One of the main issues that was raised was the performance, with Go To and Play stating that the game has a tendency towards lower frame frequencies, with multiple enemies present on the screen, as well as lack of proper optimization. Home of the Underdogs also complained about the high system requirements. Considering its complexity, a 1.6 GHz processor or higher was necessary in order to play. The game has also been criticized for its lack of opponent variety and its simple, awkward control scheme and its lack of a save function. That's all for episode 1 of the Half-Life podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Dr. Isaac Kleiner signing out. For more articles like this, in written form, you can go to half-life.wikia, that's W-I-K-I-A.com.